Okay, let's begin the largest parsha in the Torah. I just did a little bit of a trivia to ask if anybody knows how many words there are in the parsha. Maybe you need to eat, guess the brain cooking a little more. Come on, Oren. So there's 176 psukim in this parsha. The Chiddushei Arim says that this is the aftermath of Mount Torah. You got to be Marbev Torah. You come right off the mountain. You can't take a break from learning Torah. So B'derech Klal Parshas Nasa follows Shavuos. Hashem sending up us a message. You don't come down from the mountain. You go up. Malam HaKadosh V'loy Maridin. You have the largest parsha in the Torah. And by the way, even though we all know that the end, a lot of the kabbalists are repetitive, so people will say, you know, the concepts of the parsha, you know, it's pretty easy to do a summary this week. Not many concepts. Many, you know, you can summarize the parsha pretty easy. And you see a million to a lesson over here, Rabbi Yisai, and that is Torah doesn't depend on concepts. It's the words. Every word of Torah is its own separate mitzvah, ad kedei kach, that Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, that's why there's no din oizkim mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. You ready for this? Have you heard this before? You ever heard this before? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, oizkim mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, okay? In the middle of one mitzvah, you're not allowed to drop it for a second mitzvah. Come, Talmud Torah, mitzvah Shiyev, Sos Deyachim, you close your Gemara and you go take care of the other mitzvah. Why? Because since every word is a separate mitzvah, I tell you, you could never really say you're in the middle of one.
It's literally like this?
Every single word is its own separate mitzvah. I don't know, that's what it says. Yeah, words. Every word is its own separate mitzvah. And then, as soon as you're done with one, go take care of the other mitzvah that comes up.
I thought the reason is because you learn.
What's moirdig about this is that we see from here, it's not just the mitzvah to gevart. When we say every word of Torah is a mitzvah, it's a halakha part. Oh, yeah. It's real. So in this week's parsha, in terms of words, again, I don't know how many words there are, but certainly a lot of words, and even Psukim is the largest one in Torah. We also know that Maseches Bava Basra, same amount of Daven. And how many Psukim in the largest capital in Tehillim Kuf Yates? Also the same amount. Why? I don't know. What I do know is the Simen is Amos and Aminadav. And one of the meanings of the word Amos, besides it being a Navi, Amos also means to carry a burden, to take upon yourself a heavy burden. So Aminadav, when Klal Yisrael is taking upon themselves the burden of Torah, Kabbalah's all Torah, means any, every extra minute, every moment you have, Baruch Hashem, the days are longer now, you know, there's more time, right? More time, finals, reaches, there's more time to learn, right? When there's more time, Kabbalah's all Torah means more time is more learning. That's Aminadav and Amos, and that's the bracha that we're going to have, we're going to see in this parsha. Okay, a quick summary, here we go. So first we begin by counting the B'nai Gershon Gamheim, and the B'nai Merari. Last week's parsha we already did the B'nai Kahas, and the total of them and what their jobs are. We then go into Shiluach HaMachanois, the different types of tomb have to be kicked out of the different types of Machanois. From there we go into Gezel HaGer, the Rambani is what Shaykh is. Gezel HaGer to the tomb guys going out, but okay, we'll get to it, Mitzvah Shem. And the halach of Gezel Ger, and if somebody swears falsely, and the Hisvadu, and if you swear falsely on the money, you got to add a fifth to it. Then comes Saita, then comes Nazir. Right after Nazir comes Birchas Kehanim. And then, Vayikich Halois Moshe, Moshe Benu finished putting up the Mishkan, Rishkoy Desh Nisan, all the Kabbanas of the Kehanim, of the Nesiyim, but before that, it's preceded with the Sheish Eglois Tzav, the donations that they made with these wagons and the action drawing them. And then it goes into all the Kabbanis, finishing off with Moshe Rabbeinu. B'vayai, when he came in, he heard the Kol Hashem coming from between the Kruvim.
After Sota comes Nazir?
What?
After, in the Pesukim.
Yeah, that's why in the Gemara it's the same thing. Sota and Nazir, yeah.
No, it's Nazir Sota.
What?
What does Birkas Kohanim have to do with anything in this question?
We'll get there. We'll get there. Okay, here we go. So number one.
It's Nazir, then it's Sota.
Because it's a Nashim, right? So you have to start with one and then go to the other. So it flips the order. You know he has this gacha, the Gemara.
I know.
Zogde, legitere. We have parshas nothing. Nosa is uplifting. So a few years ago, we said a beautiful pshat over here. I have to share with you again, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzav and Moshe Rabbeinu to be noise as roish the bnei kahos in last week's parsha. So lift up their heads and count them. We now have to lift up the heads of the bnei Gershon as well. And it's a funny lashon, it's almost like second fiddle. Nasayas Rois Bnei Gershim Gamheim. Also them. Can you imagine feeling that way? The whole family's going on a trip, and also you. Gamheim. Okay. And then comes the Bnei Merari. It doesn't even say the word Nasayas Rois. By the name Rory, it doesn't even say to pick up their heads at all. What's going on over here? So a few years ago, I'm not going to be Meirich. I said this big vart that I think the whole theme of the parsha is this vart of carrying a burden. And that is, the heaviest burden fell on Merari. And you know something? When you take on a heavy burden, not only that, by Merari it says, Ubeshem Mois Tifkadu. By the name Rory, it says, each person got his designated thing, exactly what he's supposed to do. By the curtains, by the uridais of Bnei Gershon. I don't know if it was specific. You take this part of that curtain and this hook. Whatever it was. Itamar went and designated, you know, hey guys, any 20 people here? You do this, you do that. When it comes to the Bnei Mari, each person had his burden and his avoida, and they had the hardest one, the crushing, the amud and the adonim, the heaviest part. When you take on something heavy, but you recognize it's your mission, you don't need anybody to compliment you. You don't need anybody to lift up your head. You don't need any encouragement. Ashrecha v'toiv lach. Yigia kapecha kisoichau. When your hands actually put an effort and you're eating the fruits of your own hands' labors, ashrecha boilam azeh, you feel it. That sense of mission that went into Merari's b'shem mois tifkadu. Each person had his specific oiden to pick up. Each person had his specific thing. Oh, you didn't even need a noiseus rosh for Merari. Chassam Sofer says, a Merari dig of art. Listen to this Chassam Sofer. You ready? Kahas, Gershon, and Merari represent three periods of Klal Yisrael. And their children, the names of the families as well. Kahas represents a kehila, and he brings psukim that it's a representing an elevated kehila. Kahas. And what was the families of Kahas? Amram, Yitzhar, Tzayhar, which is shining. That's Klai Yisrael in its prime. When we had the Mishkan, we had the Beis HaMikdash. That refers to Klai Yisrael in its prime. Okay? That's Kahas. Gershon refers to Galus. Ki Geri Yisibar is Nakhriya. That's Gershon. Well, Klai Yisrael is in Galus. And his children's names represent that as well. Livni Vashimi, he says, what's the schuss? What does Klai Yisrael have in Galus? They don't have the Mishkan. They don't have the Shechina. What do they have? The Bainim, the Talmid HaChachamim. They have the Bainim. I'll take you, Benayich Ella. Benayich, Livni. And the second family's name of Gershon was Shimi. The schuss that Klai Yisrael listens to be Shemeya to the Chachamim. That's what holds them throughout Galus. That's Gershon. Merari is Vayimaru es Chayeyem. That refers to Xeris Hashmad. It refers to the worst periods of Klai Yisrael's history. And they have such a schus, the Yidden that stood with Amunah and didn't succumb to the Merirus that the Goyim caused upon us. Zok the Chassam Sofer. The Merari Taka doesn't need Nesiyas Reish. It doesn't say Leveis Avoysom by B'nai Merari. Because Beis Avoysom is, oh, you know my Yichus? My father. The door of Shmad that Klai Yisrael is being forced and tortured and burnt at the stake is so halig, so chashuv. What, you're going to be miyachas them to their fathers? They're better than their avos. They're better than the Gershon.
So he's like, accept favor. Hannah said that you should tell Avram Avinu that he gave one son and I gave seven sons. That
beautiful sushta. And that's Merari, the children of Merari. Their family's name was pretty bad. Machli is called Machala. And Mushi is to be crushed. So Zok Sam Sofer, that represents the Doiris of Shmad, which are greater than anything. And they don't need to be in the Siakis back to their others. Okay, Pazik Mem Zayin. It says that these the avoidas were given out, and it says la avoid. Avoidas, avoid, avoidas, matzaboy, avoid. Zog the Gemara, avoidas, lavoid, avoidas, avoida. What does that mean? Zog Rashi, hashir, shebimitzaltayim, vikinoiris. The instruments that we used in the Beis Hamikdash to create song, to create music, that's lavoid, avoidas, avoida. How's the Gemara darshan that? Ezehi avoida. That's mesoris, another avoida. That's music. And this tells us an important message. Nowadays, music all over, right? Music. I was in the car today for 5 minutes. Can you turn on the music? It's so available like never before. Spotify and Notify, JM and whatever. There's so much out there. You have to recognize what the purpose. We just had a whole period of time that we couldn't listen to music. Rashi doesn't say sheer. Rashi says instrumental sheer. Instruments are there to enhance other things. The joy that you get out of instrumental music is not an end b'fnei atzmai. Shira, for you to sing song, for you to express Hashem's praises, or your bikush, your drive, your longing, takash baruch and singing, that's tacha, tachlis b'fnei atzmai. It's a very heilige madrega we sing on Shabbos. Instrumental song is lavoid avoidas avoida. Instruments are there just to enhance other things. That simcha, that joy that comes about from instruments, it's not a tachlis b'fnei atzmoi, it's there just to enhance other things. That's lavoid avoidas avoida. Okay, we come to the Shiluach Machanois from Matasio Salomon, and a Mori de Gevart from Matasio. You should be gesund. Zakir Matisyo. You know, the Shiluach HaMachanos was a bit negative. That's why it says they did it. It says, Vayishalcho Yisamel Michus LaMachanet. Klaisel kicked out. It's not a very comfortable thing. You're Tomei. You get out. You're a Zav. You're not a very comfortable thing. And that's why it says, Kein Asu B'nai Yisrael. That those that were Tomei, Taka listened. It wasn't a fight. They understood that it was the right thing. But it's not a very positive thing, you know. Start quarantining everybody, kicking them out of the machanis. Zogar Matisyo, just a beautiful, positive twist on it. He says, one way to look at it is that you guys can't be here. Get out. You don't belong. There's another way to look at it. And that is, the only way sometimes to elevate a situation is by creating limited access. This is how many people say the whole reason why Hashem answered certain things in other words. Hashem wants to give us pleasure in this world, right? We see that the Nazir was chayte, right? Hashem wants us to enjoy the world. So why is he asking so many things? We enjoy it more with this unlimit. Come on! Who doesn't enjoy a gishmak and cheesecake 6 hours after the play six? Sorry, Necky's amongst you. Ah! When you gotta wait the 6 hours, the cheesecake tastes 10 times better. As I gave this, when it's limited access, it elevates the situation. Zogar Matisyo Salomon, how can we create a feeling of kedusha, of specialness, of uniqueness, of elevation in the machanois? By creating some measure of limited access. Not everyone could come. Not everyone could be, ooh, it's special to be in Machane Israel. A Mitzrayim can't be there. Oh, it's special to be in Machane Leviyah. Azov can't be there. Ooh, it's even more special with the Machna Shechina. A Tommy Mays can't be there. That's how you elevate the situation, is by creating some kind of limitation to it. As I talked to more, as the whole tachlis of Nida is to create more intimacy in a marriage. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu does it. By limiting it, it makes it more of a geshmaka situation. Okay, right after Shiluach Machanois, we have the din of a guy who swears, Umal Amal Bashem. He swears on money falsely. He admits it. He pays the Karen plus a Chaimish. Zag Rashi, we already have this. Why is it repeated? It's coming to include Gezel Hager, where you stole from a Gentile. Zag the Ramban, the connection between the previous Parsha, is right after kicking everybody out of the Machaneh. How do you think the Eir of Rav felt? They're always out of the Machaneh. The Eir of Rav, yeah, but they were out. They were out of the Machaneh. That's a Hamdecha Shalom Machareko. They were the last guys. They didn't have a place in the Machaneh. They weren't. They didn't, different level. That was the whole problem with the Megadev, right? He was kicked out of the Machaneh. He says, you belong with the Gerim. So they were out of the Machaneh. How do you think they felt? They felt like nobodies. Mela zok the Torah right afterwards, I'll show you, you mean something. Not only do you mean something, the Chizkuni says, why is it that if somebody steals from a Ger and he dies, and there's no Yorshim to give to, does it go to a Kayin? The Pasuk doesn't just say to a Kayin. Pasuk Ches, it says, Ha'ashem Amushav Lashem LaKayin. This is a way of giving the money to God. Is he give it to a Kayin? Zab the Chizkuni, because the Eibishter is the Av Hageru. And if he bought the Ger is Ein Loi Goyel, he doesn't have family, the Eibishter says, no. You have family. I'm your family. And therefore the money goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's given to a ger. Zog the Ramban, this parsha is said over here to show that even though the Taka out of the Machana, it's Taka a different level. It's Taka not on the level of regular Yisrael. True, but don't think you're nobody. There is a Goyal, this Goyal Yisrael, this Eibush Nalei. He's your father. And that's why the money goes to them. Rav Moshe Feinstein says an interesting thing. That right over here with the guest like here, it then says, any matnois kenu that you have is yours. And we learn from here that something called toivas ha. No, you could choose which kind to give to. They can't just come and collect it. And the next one says, Ve'ish es kedosh av lo'yu. And if a person keeps his kachem for himself, he exercises too much toivas ha, no, and he doesn't give it to anybody, then. What you should have been giving to the Kayin, that's what's going to be remaining to you. The Mepharshim say it's exact. It's a Keshem. There's a Tosfos about this that speaks about it. That if you don't give Miser, you'll end up with the Miser. That's all you're going to end up with. And he gives a story with this rich guy who died and he had a huge, huge amount and he gave it to his son before he died and told his son, the secret to my success is give Miser. And he did it for a year or two, and then he stopped, and suddenly the field started producing 10% of its original produce, and that's what they told him, La'iyah, you get what was supposed to be the gift. Now Kadosh Baruch was keeping the 90 cents, and you're the tzedakah case instead. Zogram Moshe Feinstein, there's a Seyda Dvarim. You have a guy, he sees a rich ger, who's about to die, and he has no relatives. No! He's a rich ger, he has no relatives. I'll cap a ride 2 minutes before he dies. El Chap, you know, because if you wait till after his death, it's Taka Hefker. He's the Chasam Hefker. Everyone's going to be running. You know, I just saw him check into the hospital. I'm going to his house before. Nishkefelach, who's losing from it? The guy is dying. Who's losing? So it's a big Meir Heter. The next Meir Heter is a Kayin. A Kayin says, the money's mine anyway. The Truma's mine anyway. Why can't I go and just take it from the Geronis? Why can't I take it from the person? No, Teifas Hana. It's called Geza. You're stealing the owner's rights of choosing which kind to give it to. That's also Geza. And finally, the last step is talk to the person who's retaining it. I have Teifas Hana. I could always say, Mehekatei Siyum. I haven't found my favorite kind yet. Michulu, still mine. It's not anybody's till I give it. The Torah is telling you all of these things need a kapara. All of these things are gazel. It doesn't work as I just read a little bit of story about Uri Zohar, who was nifter. As Yair said, it was right before Shavuos. And the turning point in his life was when he met some rabbi. And the rabbi said, come, let's learn something. If I could prove to you that Torah is emes, you'll be Maxim with Jew. He said, yeah. Well, you're not going to prove it. He said, listen, you agree that we Jews are smart people? He said, yeah. He said, what would happen if there's an old man who's sat down, he sees he's dying very soon, and he sits down on Shabbos, and he starts writing his will and a letter to his children, you know, how to live their lives and goodbye, you know? Right? People come in and say, old man, you can't do that, it's Shabbos. And he says, I'm dying and my kids... He said, we're going to have to kill you. And this old man is taken away right after Shabbos. And they stone him to death. Vicious, horrific, mean, horrible. Will any smart, normal human being accept this as their religion? Unless it's true. And it's from God. And he makes the rules, and not you. If there was any room for doubt, any Bar Seichel would drop it. This was Uri Zohar's turning point in his life. That's true. I mean, we had smart people. We had Maimonides. We had great thinkers. How can anybody go for such a religion? He said, the Torah really says that? You'd kill this Alta Zayda for writing a letter to his 8 o'clock? You'd kill him? He says, yeah. Now it's his turning point. So Torah's moralities are not based on how we see things. David just says, Gezel Ager, and it's Gezel Matnes Kuhuna, and Torah Sana. That's how it works. That's the Zohar Moshe Feinstein. Okay, Bissel Weiter. So it says, V'hissavadu, they admit their sin. The Rambam counts this as the mitzvah of Vidui and the mitzvah of Tshuva. Tshuva itself, the Rambam doesn't really call a mitzvah. It's a shy little lush from the Rambam. It's a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. Why? Because the Navi says Tshuva is haftacha. It's going to happen. God guarantees you're going to do Tshuva. You're going to do Tshuva. The mitzvah is kin. When a person does tshuva, a mitzvah kicks in to say vidui, says the Zohar. Why do we say vidui? Ready for this? Zog the Zohar. It's very hard here. Zog the Zohar. There's a mekatrik up in Shemayim. And he goes up to the heavenly court. And he says to Rabbi Shalom, this guy did something wrong. Now, what would happen? You know, there's a rule we have, Kasher Zaman V'Lo Kasher Asa. One of the reasons is that once you already punish the guy, we're not accepting new Edim to pass the previous Edim. The case court is closed. It's a closed case. Zog de Zaya. If you say Vidoy on Avera that you did, Hashem already knows you did that. The Avera. The heavenly court already heard your Aydah. So when the Satan comes in to be Makatrik right now, it's already a closed case. He cannot open his mouth against you. If you already said vidui, case closed. Case closed. And the male of the makatrik can't even open his mouth. Court's over. That's pshat why we say vidui. Of course, there's other reasons as well. But anyway, this is the mitzvah to say vidui. Okay, some say when it says over here, Ein Le Goyel, that this guy doesn't have a Goyel, this is the source that we know that a Ger is Kekatan Shanayla Dami. Where else do we find that a Ger is Kekatan Shanayla? Is there anybody else that does not have a Goyel? Anybody else that doesn't have a Goyel? Every single year has a Goyel. Every single year has a relative. The closest living relative. The only one that doesn't is a Ger. Others, yes, a Kashan, that's my real Diskin, says it's possible that this is not a source. But anyway, that's Ein Le Goyel. Okay, once Pshat Rashi says, right after this comes Parsha Soita. Zog Rashi, because if you don't bring the gifts to the Kohen, like you're supposed to, you're going to have to come to the Kohen with your wife. Everybody is like what Shaykh is, you know. Your wife didn't have aveir because of you. Like, what's going on? So one shot is no. Your wife's aveir is her aveir, but the fact that you have to go through the bushes of this, because she was caught with yichud, but no edim. What happened? V'kulu v'kulu. The whole scenario that actually is machayev the husband to bring her to the kohen, that wouldn't have happened if you were a guy that respected kohanim properly in the first place. The Maharal says a nice part. So the Maharal, why is this guy not bringing his trumas to the kohen? Because he thinks, what's a kohen? Who needs him? He's not recognizing the ma'alas ha'kohuna, which is really every single bechor was supposed to do the avodah. What do we need a kohen for? The reason why we need a kohen is because once we did the egel, we were like an esh hazish. And the ma'ala, we need a kohen now to bring shalom in ish lishtai. We need a middleman to bring shalom between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's the Ish, we're the Isha. The Torah was the Ksuba. Zog the Maharal, if you don't recognize that a Kohen is the peacemaker between husband and wife, between the Eibster and Klai Yisrael, you think you could do this on your own. Hashem's going to show you that the Kohen has to be the peacemaker between you and your wife. Okay? Pasuk says, Pasuk Yudalev, a strange lashon of Pasuk of Chaim Kinevsky is, V'ovar olav ruach, and everything else is like, he did ma. The guy had a spirit of jealousy, and his wife was tamei. Oy, ovar ruach, and everything else is like, he loinet ma. Or she was not tame, because it's a suffix. Why does the pasuk split it up this way? It should say the guy had a spirit of jealousy. He warned his wife. Why does it say Avraham loved two times? He had two rakinas. He only had one rakin. So Rukayim, it's mamish meduik, like the Gemara says. Gemara says you have one guy who's chayish b'cheirim and one guy who's real. Zog Rukayim Kinesi. The one that was real, it was a ruach tahira. It was what got him nervous in the first place. What got him anxious? What dawned on him to go and be tevei his wife? I'm telling you, it was a ruach Hashem. It was a ruach tahira that overcame him. It was spiritually infused for him to go and warn his wife. But the guy whose wife, Taka, did not commit a sin, he was Chayshim B'Ksheir. Chayshim B'Ksheir is like a begufay, right? Call a paisel be, mumai paisel. That's a very different ruach kina. That ruach kina, the Gemara says, is ruach shtus and ruach tuma. That didn't come from a good place. It came from the satan that was just trying to cause problems. Causing problems in your family. Kina could also mean hatred.
I'm saying, why is the first one called ruach kina?
They're both kina. But one comes from a ruach tahira, and one comes from a ruach tuma. As I said to Gemara, and he says taka two different kinas, and that's why the pasuk splits it up into two different things, two avas. Okay, so she drinks it, and if she's clean, hinaki, she's taka clean, and she's this barek hinaki, she's totally clean, wasn't she? Right from yichud. I mean, best case scenario, this lady was hanging around a man that got her husband nervous. Not only that, after he warned her, she continued to have yichud with this guy with Adam. What's going on? You're calling her hinaki? She's clean? Huh? You can't call her clean? It's not clean. Clean means clean.
Clean the
rest. Like we say with Isuriana. It's naki minachasav. Nothing.
Clean the rest.
Zilch. What?
Clean the
rest. Yichud is also the doraisa, by the way, with the ervo, with Eishes Ish. Only with the Penuyat Zarban. Anyway, Zagreb Yonis and Ibeshitz, the shame of her being brought in the base of Mikdash and going through this process, that already cleansed her from the Kleina, from the Aveir of Yichud and Chshad and all these things that she did. Like we learned from Shaul HaMelech, Shaul was embarrassed of even mentioning the Urim Atumim, the Noiv HaKehanim. He was embarrassed. That was a Kapara and the Makar Imi. You're going to be with Shmuel HaNavi up in Gan Eden. Because shame is a tremendous, tremendous mechaper. Okay? Mazkeres Avoin. It says that this carbon doesn't get spice and oil. Why? Because it's Mazkeres Avoin. What a second. If she's clean, it's not Mazkeres Avoin. What Avoin is there if she's clean?
What carbon?
So I would have said her yichud.
What carbon does she bring?
Right? If she's proven clean, she's clean. But for the time being, her yichud, it's carbon medical, right? So it's called a Mazkeres Avoin. Zog the Chizkuni, which Avain? The husband's Chishad. And he was Chayshid B'Ksheir. That didn't go away. So this Karba Mincha is a Minchas Zikaroin of the Avain of the husband's Chishad. Even if she's clean.
It's like the mission of us. Two people want to the best and they're showing. When they go out, they should be in the eyes to see. When they come, they're showing.
Yeah.
The fact that it came to dinner Dvarim is imperfect.
In the first place. Okay.
Didn't stand in front of this. We like
okay, but this goes very well with the Gemara and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that if it was false, it was a ruach tumah in the first place. Right. Like the Gemara says, you shouldn't be Makana. Why shouldn't you be Makana? Takes one to know one. It's a Bashar Tzivik. She's hanging out, it's because something's hanging out in your brain too.
What made him think about that?
Yayin Anabim! Zogra Moshe Fangs, we're going to Nazir, right? Why Nazir? Kolorei Sitzu Bergula, Yazir Zanayim, Fekta Bali Musar. What do you need to be Yazir Zanayim? You see this lady smoke, that's the biggest lesson in the world. You need to become a Nazir after that. A guy who didn't see her explode should become a Nazir. But not the one that did see. And there's a very big Musadig of art, and it's a psychological art. That Soif Soif Yediyas Hara, just being knowledgeable that such a thing of HSS could exist, that in itself is a connection to Ra. Knowing of the ability, of the availability of Ra. Person goes and he watches a movie documentary about murder and this and jail. Even if the movie puts it down and shows you the punishment and how terrible it is to do these things, it goes into you as an available option in your life. There is something called murder. There is something called HSS. There is something called that in itself makes you karoiv to that sin and you need to get away from it, take an extra measure, and that's Kabbalah's Nazirus. Fregma Maisha. Oh, what about vodka? We had a worker upstairs yesterday. No jokes. Rabbi, come here. He's crying. starts hugging me. Mm-hmm. He goes into a whole confession. He thinks I'm a priest. Uh-huh. He's drunk. I'm looking around like, where did he get it? I found his bottle. Mm-hmm. I found his bottle. Vodka does a very good job of making somebody lose their marbles. But the Torah doesn't ask for vodka. What's pshat? Zok Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Torah is not answering the Kalos Roish that comes about through vodka. How do we know Kalos Roish, Magilin, Sa'adam, La'erva? That's not a Shaila. The Nazir Hashem, this Ish Kiyafli, is not a guy who's avoiding getting drunk. Hopefully he's beyond that. And if he needs to get drunk, maybe he needs it. It says, Tain Sheikha La'ayved. A guy who's mamish depressed, sometimes he needs it to get out of it. No. That's not the issue. What leads the person to do Averis is just going with the flow. Going with the normal social norms. You're sitting around, you're having a drink, this, that. The fact that once in a while a guy might find the need to get himself tight shicker because he's so depressed over something. No. That's not the Yafli. The Yavli is a guy who takes a long-term commitment to avoid the normal social, instances where people get together and they drink and they prav and they have a good time. That's the Yavli. So he's like the Ebenezer also. The Ebenezer says, the Pele is that he was Perish Bidarki Anoshim. He's making himself a little bit of a elevated, separated person just from just going with the flow of regular people. As Isaac and Moshe as well. Okay. Now it says, if somebody dies, Pesach Pisayim, somebody dies suddenly, so he brings two Shtayrim as a Chatas. What was the Chatas? So Rashi, if you would have been careful in the first place, when you were able to, Hashem would not bring an Oinus. I was there, Shmuel Birnbaum, he said this to a younger man, he came in late to Yeshiva. He says, why are you late? The guy had 15 excuses, good reasons. My kid's sick, my wife, this, hey, you name it. So the Rashi said, so you're an Oinus? He said, yeah. He said, Rashi's on record. And he pulled out this Parsha, and he pulled out this Rashi, and he says, Ein Sim do not happen if you're Moisa Nefesh in the first place when you're able to. If you are completely dedicated and driven, and do your best when you can, Hashem won't let an oinus happen. That's why he brings a katas. That's why he brings a katas. Now it does say, the keeper alav me'asher kata ala nefesh, and Rashi brings a tupshatim. What was the chait? Either the tumah, or the fact that he was tsier atzmai min hayayim. The nazir that completes his nazirus b'taira, he also brings a korban katas, but on that it doesn't say tsier atzmai min hayayim. On that the Ramban says, because you lived an elevated existence for a month and now you're stepping down, you need to bring a karma for that. How could you step down from such an elevated state? You need a karma katas. But if the guy that failed, he brings a katas for tsir asim in ayayim. So the Ranam Zechnodorim says, what's pshat? He says the failure vice dice, his resolve and his commitment in the first place was shvach. You know why it was shvach? Because he didn't do it to elevate himself. He did it out of extreme guilt. Sometimes a guy feels he fell into something, did something wrong, ooh, and he tries to go to the opposite extreme. It's not coming out of positive energy moving forward. It's coming out of a desperate measure to feel good when you're feeling guilty about something. So you go and you take on some extra huge chumrah, and that doesn't work. That's why Shimon Kain. They didn't want to eat from any nazir that ever became tamei, because he knew that it came from a bad place. Because a good one makes it to the end. He taka won't become tummy. His resolve, his commitment, is taka a positive energy, and that taka helps him. Listen to Birkas Peretz from the Stipler, Rav Chaim Gnevsky's father. You ready for this gematria? V'chiper alav me'asher kata ala nefesh is gematria. V'chiper alav mizu shetzir atzmai min hayayim. That's the gematria. Being mitzaris asking in ayayin, that means that when it's taka not coming from the right place, it's an aveira for a person to be mitzar himself from the ayin. Okay, I think we're going to have to end over here, but there's a lot more to say. We didn't get around to it.